Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and B21. Welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and this time we're venturing out of bourbon and heading into the American single malt category. And so today we have a Westward's American single malt, and this is their cask strength offering. So this is what we've got going on with here. So it is 100% malted barley, 125 proof. It says non-aged, or I should say it is non-age stated, but it does say on the label that it's aged to perfection. Don't really know, but it's also
I guess that doesn't matter. Is it the same standards? And
I don't know.
Malt?
We don't really have, it might be. Yeah, I don't know.
That's not label quickie. Whiskey quickie. We'll worry about the whiskey.
We're not scotch or single malt quickie or single malt pursuit either. So
yeah.
That's somebody else to tell us in the comments what we got right and what we got wrong here. But the price is also $100.
All right. Well, let's get out of our comfort zone.
I know.
Ready to get weird?
I tell you what I love about this is the glass. It is a fantastic looking bottle.
Yeah, it's fancy. It looks high dollar.
It definitely is. It definitely is.
All right. Well, cheers.
Here we go. On to single malts. Bourbon Pursuit doing single malts with the nose. Tastes like malted barley. Or smells like malted barley.
Yeah, there's kind of like a richness, earthiness to it, like a mushroom.
I get like a tobacco leaf for sure.
Yeah, there's like a lot of earthy kind of notes, like, but not like herbal or florally, more like ground dirt.
You just gonna like pick up a thing of mushrooms and
you're right, like exactly. Think of mushrooms.
Yeah. You going geocaching and just look dig into the dirt finding something.
Exactly.
Yeah. It does smell earthy, but like I said, I get kind of that not so much mushroomy, but you know, definitely that little bit earthy taste to it. All right, onto the taste here. What do you got?
Actually some nice like chocolate. Kind of like there's those almonds that are like dusted in chocolate. Kind of reminds me of that like coating on them.
Yeah.
It's not like milk chocolate, but it's like cacao or cocoa powder.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just opens up to like some nice fruitiness. There's like some grape citrus kind of flavors going on. It's a complex pour. There's a lot going on with it.
Yeah, I was about to say, do you get this initial sweetness mm-hmm. when you first try it? And then it really does. It kicks into that sort of like that maltiness overdrive onto the back palate and the finish. Where again, it's an American single malt. That's what you'd expect. It's going to have that sort of that dimension of that particular grain sort of coming out at it.
Yeah.
And I think it's what you would expect. But it's very, very good for somebody that's even coming from the bourbon side of things and starting to venture into single malt and try to steer away from sweet corn. I don't know. Like I said, it's something that you can get a little variety out there with.
Yeah, it's interesting and very good. So let's rate it.
Let's do it. So on the nose, where you at here?
I'm sideways. There's a little earthiness that kind of like bustiness that kind of like threw me off. But yeah.
We're sweet corn guys.
We're sweet corn.
Yeah. All right. And on the taste?
I'm going to go thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. It's complex. There's a lot of different flavors that appear. You know, you talked about them. That chocolate flavors, that very pronounced and that earthiness, which I kind of like on the palate, and then those fruity notes really explode through the pour.
They sure do. And the finish.
I'm going to go thumbs up. I like it. There's still that bright, like, good citrusy flavors, grape flavors that I'm really liking on the back end, so.
Yep. All right, here we go. Single Malt Pursuit coming at you next week. Probably not. But
yeah.
If you want to license it from us,
for
go
at least
ahead.
One week.
Maybe for this week. We do it for this week.
Yeah.
Well, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.